KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Rebecca Samulski says she has collected enough petition signatures to join the race for the Montezuma County Commission as an unaffiliated candidate. As of Monday, she estimates around 300 signatures have been collected between circulating petitions. That's about 150 more than what's required by the clerk's office. Samulski, a Mancos resident, is aiming for a spot on the ballot for District 3, which includes Mancos and Toyoak. Republican Joel Stevenson secured his spot after winning last week's primary. No Democrats are running. Samulski plans to detail her platform later, but previously told KSJD she's running, in part, to give people a choice in an otherwise uncontested race. President Jonathan Nez has approved more than $60 million of CARES Act spending for the Navajo Nation. About $20 million will go toward so-called special duty pay for essential workers. Another $10 million will go toward personal protective equipment for them, too. But Nez also vetoed more than $70 million in expenditures proposed by the Navajo Nation Council, including funding localized relief through chapters. Like other CARES Act funding, it must be used within federal requirements, causing for disagreement between the council and the president's office over what that includes. Funding must be spent by the end of the year. This is KSJD News.